Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
I'm so thankful that you chose to give me 30 minutes of your time today. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. This is the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. All lesser values are potential BS. I know, I say that a lot, but I'm putting it out there as the baseline for everything I do on this broadcast, week in and week out. So whether it's morning, noon, or night when you're listening, I am honored and grateful that you gave me the respect and the goodness of your heart to listen to my carryings on or my carrying on, however you put it. Thank you. So I'm here today to talk to you again about the subject that I believe should hold us all in rapt attention. It should hold us all in a collective focus, a specific eye to what is important in this life. I know there are a lot of priorities begging for your attention. There are hundreds that beg for my attention day in and day out. But we need an anchor. We need a set point. We've got to know what the batter's box looks like. If you know anything about softball or baseball, I got to know, where do I swing the bat? When it's up to each and every one of us to know our purpose in life, then all the other priorities will just orbit around that. They'll all become satellites to that. I'm convinced that at the gravitational center of every human being is love. I believe the purpose of life isn't to seek pleasure and avoid pain, as practical as that may be. The purpose of life is love, even as impractical as it may be. I hope you heard that. The purpose of life isn't to seek pleasure and avoid pain. Those words are not original to me. Somebody said those many years ago in a whole other context. But I borrow that to say to you that we each one know what that means. Everybody's on this journey of life, seeking pleasure and avoiding pain. That's the practicality of it. So we seek the pleasure of a good meal. We seek the pleasure of good company. We seek the pleasure of a good book. We seek the pleasure of a good television show that we've grown to enjoy, or a movie that we want to go see. We seek the pleasure of romantic love. We seek the pleasure of our children's love. We seek the pleasure of friendships and the pleasure of visiting a neighbor. All of those things are important. We have those matters in our life every day. We do, each one of us, seek some sort of pleasure, whether it's illicit or just ordinary pleasure. We're after it. The human life is about people who enjoy their food, enjoy their drink, they enjoy their games, whatever it is. We are all seeking pleasure. Nothing wrong with it, unless it gets to be an all-encompassing black hole, a gravitational pull that drags you into it, that nothing else matters. And then on the other side of that, we're not here just to avoid pain. Pain is a necessary component of life. Did you know that? Yeah, I think you do. I think all of us have some instinctual notion that, you know, you touch a hot stove, it hurts. So we've learned early on in life that I'm going to avoid that pain, that the nerve endings in my fingers served me well when I touched that hot stove. And that, of course, that's an obvious and maybe a silly illustration, but there are a million other illustrations of how to avoid pain. You know, I don't walk carelessly on an icy sidewalk. I'm a runner. I've learned to watch the path I'm running on, because if you step on a pine cone, you might just flip and smack your face to the ground. Don't ask me why I know that. It's an embarrassing story. But we do know how to avoid pain. We have trained ourselves in so many ways to watch out for the painful matters of relationship issues. We know that. And we do work toward that. But then if life's purpose becomes seeking pleasure and avoiding pain, I believe that there's just something huge is missing. It gets to be an empty and hollow pursuit. The avoidance of pain and the constant pursuit of pleasure will really cause you to live a hollow echo of a life. The purpose of life is love, even as impractical as it may be. So I may seek pleasure, but let make sure that my pleasure seeking is founded in love, that the I'm orbiting around love with my seeking of pleasure, that the love of my neighbor, the love of my enemy, the love of my spouse, the love of my children, the love of life, the love of my job, the love of projects, that love is it's the earth, and then the pleasure is the moon that orbits around. It's the satellite around the beauty of love. And avoiding pain, I have to recognize that love is love will offer its own notions of pain. You're not gonna be able to love without pain. I promise you that. But I also promise you that love will make the pain worth it. That love will create enough value inside of you that when pain comes along, you'll recognize that love is always worth the cost. So when we know that our purpose in life is love, even as impractical as it is, we'll also know that seeking pleasure and avoiding pain, practical as they may be, they are not the purposes. They are ancillary. They are satellites. They circle the beauty and the power of love. We are all, I think, and again, it only requires a moment or two of conscious and careful concentration. So let me talk about the purpose in life is love. Notice how I word that. The purpose in life is love. I didn't say the purpose in life is to love or to be loved, because those are parts of it. Our purpose in life is to love. That love will be the purpose of how we get up in the morning. Love will be the strength of how we determine to walk through each and every day, each and every project. That I'm going to love the project. I'm going to love the day I'm in. And sure, it will be impractical. Loving your day. Let's just talk about that part of it. To love your day, that can get kind of impractical, because you've got every one of us have these little ideas of my priorities in the day. And some of those little ideas can be just right down to the most basic of, break up a clog in my kitchen sink. I've got to go shovel the snow on my front walk. I've got to take my car to the shop. All of those practical things are part of every day. Everybody lives there. But, you also know that when you love your day, when you love your life, when you love where you live, you may be out there shoveling snow, but you love the fact that, boy, there's nothing quite like a Wisconsin January day where the crisp air just grabs you in a moment. I have so much respect for people who have to work outside every day, especially up here in Wisconsin. I get it. I really do. That can really be a drag and a pain. But at the end of every day, evaluate, inventory, that your purpose in life was to love. And in loving, there came back rewards. But that love is always going to be impractical. The more practical is avoiding pain and seeking pleasure. So do that. Do some practical stuff. But make sure the avoidance of pain and the seeking of pleasure gets grounded and rooted and held by love. It'll give the pleasure of life and the pain of life some purpose. And let me talk about the practical notions of pain. The practical notion of pain will teach us that, it can stink. It can stink to love people. You know that, right? Have you ever come away from a relationship, a very close relationship? Here in the United States of America today, we're all in a challenge with close relationships, aren't we? We just can't talk about politics. We just can't talk about the pandemic even. We can't talk about a short list of things that we know that that's going to cause stress and strain on relationships. And so it can stink to love people because it feels like we're always giving and never getting anything in return. But here's what I want to say to that. It can stink to love people, and it is so impractical to love people, but here's what I want to tell you. Love anyway. Now, you're going to be betrayed. I know that. I have had my fair share of betrayals. Betrayal isn't possible unless you've loved. When you've loved well, when you've loved in any kind of strengthening way to other people, betrayal is, I don't know, it's about as common as getting up in the morning or going to bed at night. Betrayal happens on the night in which Jesus was betrayed. I refer to this often. On that very night, he took bread and broke it. And he began the great heritage and tradition for Christian faith of communion. Receiving the bread and drinking the cup reminds us that there was a night that even the most perfect, even the perfect human being, Jesus Christ, was betrayed. But he took the pain, the emotion, that practical idea of having loved somebody and then being betrayed, he took it. And he turned it into a ritual for people to remember that betrayal may last for a night, but love is truly eternal. You're going to be given promises by people. I know so many promises that I really hung my hat on. I remember promises of even my father. We're going to go camping one day, Randy. We're going to go camping one day, Randy. We're going to go camping one day, Randy. Well, that camping trip never materialized. But I know this. I know that it did cause me as a young lad to go down to the Army Surplus Store. Anybody old enough to remember those old stores? I used to go down to the Army Surplus Store and walk the aisles or shop the window shop and look inside at the tents, the canteens, all the camping equipment that I dreamed and thought, oh, we'll need that and we'll need this over there. And I really was disappointed. You know, I had promises, or at least I felt my dad's words were a promise that he did not keep. And I've learned from that. You know, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I thought as a child, I evaluated as a child. I did not realize that my father was just fighting to make a living. He was, you know, he was up at 3 and 4 in the morning every day to go to get, start up a truck in the middle of the night and drive and make a living for my mom, my brother, and I. He fought hard to get through life. He had asthma. So, you know, as a full-grown human being, adult now, who's had to live through some of those difficulties in life, I realize my dad made an honest promise that he didn't keep. And now that as I look back at that promise, and by the way, 1,000 other promises that have been made to me through the years, I recognize that people will not always keep their promises. They will not always live up to their word. Sometimes people will just, honestly, they'll just disappear. Maybe present in the body, but I mean absent, emotionally absent in terms of their own love. So what do you do with that? What do we do with people who break promises? What do we do with people who just show up and don't have a conscious appearance of being in your presence, and you feel they're a million miles away, even though they may be just 6 feet away? You know what you do? Love them no matter what. You see, the purpose in life is not to avoid pain and seek pleasure. The purpose in life, as practical as it is, to avoid the pain of broken promises, as practical as it may be, and you should have some practicality in that. There's practical notions that accompany anything I'm talking about here, but those are not the purposes in your life. I hope you grasp the subtle difference. It's, well, maybe not so subtle. that the purpose in life is that I'm not going to go about my life in a negative to say, I'll never be heartbroken again. I'll never let people break a promise with me again. I'll always seek pleasure. I'll always do what's good for me and not for anybody else. You see what I mean? That is just such a negative draw. It's a negative goal. It carries no real ongoing value for you or others. It is not our purpose to dodge pain and seek pleasure. Our purpose is love. And even when folks betray, when folks drop a promise, when folks drop the ball, as it were, my goal is to continue to love. I will not measure how I'm going to love going forward based on the behaviors or the measures of other people. You know, psychologists tell us that we are all mirrors of others. We mirror what we see, we mirror what we're watching, we mirror what we feel and think. And oftentimes, one of the things that can happen for us, if we're attentive and if we live for love, if love is our real purpose, when we are mirroring these matters, it causes us to look in the mirror. Who am I? Have I kept all my promises? Have I always been a person that's never betrayed anybody? I've never let anybody down. You see that? When we see betrayal, it's a great mirror to recognize, okay, I need to comb my hair. Yeah, I need to wash my face. Yeah, I've got a little schmutz on my cheek over there. I need to scrub that off. When we see these matters of pain in life, don't make the avoidance of pain your purpose. Keep your purpose on love. Because in the end, to love the unlovable is to live in the majesty of God. To love the unlovable is to live in the strength and the majesty of God. This is how God's existence is based. God's existence is based in love. Love, God is love, and love is God. God eats, breathes, sleeps, drinks, if there were such a thing. Love is God. So as God views the world, he views it with love. He isn't avoiding pain and seeking pleasure, though he does get pain and he does have pleasure. But in that love, love is anchored in God. He's inviting us. God is inviting us to live in that majesty. I know. Love isn't for sissies. No, love isn't going to be for a snowflake in hell. I promise you that. Love isn't for us when we're just determined. I don't want to hurt. I just want pleasure. I don't want pain. Well, then love is going to be dodged, and love is going to be lost, and love is going to be set on the shelf waiting for another day. You're going to have to blow the dust off of love and ask yourself, when am I going to try to love or seek love? How long am I going to be in this unending pattern of avoiding pain and seeking pleasure? The philosophers through the years, all through the decades, have looked at people who have only had pleasure as their purpose. It becomes, unfortunately, an unending, unreasonable, although maybe practical, but it becomes unreasonable, and it spoils us away from the hardships of struggling toward a better ideal, a better goal. The pure seeking of pleasure can warp your emotions. It can warp your strengths and your weaknesses toward and away from the costly nature of love. The costly nature of love, as impractical as it is, that's the whole purpose of today's broadcast. Love is impractical. Trust me, I know. And I'm not here to dissuade you from love. I'm here to help unpack why love becomes this unruly child that we're trying to manage. It's impractical, but the reward of love, the reward of living love. And hear me when I say it that way, living love, not living to love or living to be loved, just live love. When you live love, you live larger than your pains, larger than the pleasures, larger than the momentary disappointments. And when you are aimed at love, it will again be the gravitational center that will hold you when satellites crash into the ocean, when those things that orbit are just flung off into outer space, when those matters of relationships and neighbors and family and politics and religion, when those matters spin off of the orbit. If you live love, love keeps you on that anchor point of being alive to love. That's the theme of this broadcast. I'm alive to love. I'm not here to seek my pleasure or to avoid my pains. I'm alive to love. And it does, I'm gonna stretch this out a bit, I'm sorry, but it does make my point of my subtitle of this broadcast, All Lesser Values Are Potential BS. If I slide off of the greater purpose of life is to love, then I'm BSing myself, I'm BSing people, I'm pretending to be something I'm not, I'm saying things that I don't really believe. I'm living in some kind of distorted, even fantasy world. When I've slid away from the greater purpose of love. So here it is again. The purpose of life isn't to seek pleasure and avoid pain, as practical as that might be. The purpose of life is love, even as impractical as it may be. Now let me bring this plane in for a landing here and just talk to you personally about the disappointments that we face in love. Boy, they hurt. They really do. They bruise us deeply. They'll have us, you know, emotionally speaking, they'll have us walking funny for a while. They'll have us leaning away from that painful thing and toward a strength that we might have. If you've ever had a leg injury, you know you avoid putting weight on that leg. And then, of course, then the healthy leg has to pull the weight of the rest of your body. And now you got two problems. You've got the real injury. And now you've got your healthy leg that's having to do the work of two. That's true emotionally. I know that people can insert their own insecurities. They insert their own unloved life into our lives. And so on a personal note, I want you to see if you can couch your definitions of the disappointments you see in people in the idea that they're not loving you out of spite. Their failure to love isn't just spiteful. Maybe it is, but it's rare. Perhaps if you can define their disappointing behavior, perhaps if you can hold their causing you pain in the sense that they are living in pain. Pain-filled people cause pain for others. People of pain will create pain in others. But remember what I said as well. For those who live in love, you will live in the majesty of God. God has been blamed for so many atrocities. God has been blamed for so many, well, pandemics. And while God does not cause the tragedy or the pandemic, God is brilliant enough to bring good out of anything. And so because he's so brilliant as to bring good out of anything, he gets blamed for everything. Since God is so brilliant and majestic as to turn things around, then people say, well, God caused that in order to give me this. No, God makes all things work together for good. Not because God turns a bad thing into a good thing, but because God takes bad things and he adds the measure of his love to the bad so that we can be healed. So this is where I want to wrap this broadcast up. I know you've been dodging the pain. I know you've been living more practical toward pleasure and the avoidance of pain. And I know that many of you listening have been just so cautious about living a purpose that is just simply impractical, such as capital L, love. the capital L of love, that one true north for every human being. It's impractical, and I know it. Give yourself permission to feel the pain, but don't live there. Walk through it with a goal to love again and to be loved again. I know whereof I speak, and I'm urging you, let's live for love alone. Every Saturday and Sunday when I'm here with you on the Alive to Love broadcast, I close with breathing. Isn't that something? You know, right? That there's one thing every human being has to do. I mean, we can do without eating for a few days. We can do without sleeping for a few days. But there's one thing you can't do without. I mean, not even a half a minute, or maybe if you're really skilled, you could live for a minute, but you're going to breathe some way. But breathing isn't just an automatic response. Breathing can be a very conscious meditation. And here's how you do it. On the count of three, I want you to take a deep breath all the way to the bottom of your lungs. One, two, three. Now take it in. Hold it. Push it all the way down into the basement. And exhale. Now do that repeatedly through your day. And in particular, if you've been recently disappointed, in particular, if all the pursuit of your life has been pleasure but not love, just breathe. Simplify your life. Simplify yourself to the point of knowing that breathing is the most human thing you can do, and you should do it well. You should do it for the purpose of keeping yourself in pace. Maybe that's one way to put everything I just said. Pace yourself with love. Don't try to run away or run for. Just pace yourself for the grand adventure of love. Well, that's today's broadcast. The purpose of life isn't to seek pleasure and avoid pain. As practical as those things may be, the purpose of life is love, even as impractical as it may be. Now, I want you to find somebody somewhere, somehow. Look them right in the eye. Make it weird, maybe a little uncomfortable. Look them right in the eye. Smile. Put some life behind those pretty blues or those green or brown eyes, and say it with intention. The magic words, I love you. Recognize that that person might not have heard it just that way in a very long time. And then let it come back to you. Let it come back to you, because maybe you haven't heard it just that way in a very long time. Now go out there and do something beautiful today. Oh, baby, ugly has been done to death. Could we all agree? Let's be carriers of beauty in every way, in every day, all our lives. God bless you. Thank you. I'm alive to love, and I'm asking you to join me. Be here again next week for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.